Letters from a Glass House is a not-for-profit ministry of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, Florida. Support us today at uucov.org.
Can't remember when it started or the first time I was aware of it, but it was a doctor's appointment that I remember. The time I was a newlywed, starting fresh in my career, third, fourth year of teaching or so. I loved what I did. My husband's also a teacher, so he understood the dedication that I was putting in. I had good friends. I loved my job. Life was good. I went to the doctor because I wasn't feeling well. I was tired, a lot. Really tired, like heavy, heavy tired. So tired, I didn't care if I ate. So tired, I didn't feel like going out to our usual Friday night at the wine bar and dinner. I loved our weekends with friends. It was a great time in my life. So you can understand why I was perplexed at what the doctor told me. As I explained how tired I was, he said, "You have depression." It sounded weird and foreign, and I couldn't understand why he would tell me that. And I told him immediately, I said, "You're wrong." I was like pleading with him, "That can't be right. Why would you think that? I love my life. I love my job. How could I have depression? Things are great." And he explained, he said, "You don't really have a choice in this matter. It's not a frame of mind. It's an imbalance in my body." He proceeded to give me a prescription for Zoloft. I took it and had absolutely no intention of filling it, because I'm not depressed. I told no one. I don't remember exactly how I explained what happened at that doctor's appointment. Maybe I had extra blood work or something, I don't recall. But I did not utter that word. And for 2 weeks, that prescription sat in my purse. And on the occasion I had to open my purse, I would scowl at that horrible piece of paper. The doctor misdiagnosed. And I was still having his words ringing in my ears. I could hear the things that he was telling me. And I started to notice what he was talking about. I wanted to do things. I wanted to go out and have fun. But I just couldn't. It was like walking through molasses. So after about that 2 weeks of time, I filled the script. And that bottle of pills went right where that paper was, hidden in my purse. It took me a couple of days. And then I secretly began taking the pills because no one could know about this. This was not real. It was just an experiment. But as I took the pills, the molasses started to thin. My thinking became clearer. And I wanted to do things. And I thought, gosh darn it, I have depression. It was staring me in the face. And I was so ashamed. Luckily, that thought did not last very long, because that was the depression lying to me, telling me there's something to be ashamed of. And as my body adjusted to the medicine, I felt better about what was happening. I started to realize this isn't about how I take care of myself or what is happening in my life. It's a condition. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's like having asthma, or the diabetes that I have, or the thyroid problem. So the medication helped, and I lived happily ever after. Well, not really, right? It was just the first time I was aware of my depression, and not even the worst of them. Over the years, I've gone on and off medication, taking a break when I felt well. And for any of you that have watched The Design Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood, there's a scene in there where Vivi, who's the main character, talks about she dropped her basket. Now, my dropping of my basket was nothing like hers if you saw the movie. But it was so strong that I struggle to remember what happened during that year. A couple of huge events culminated at the end of going back onto medication. One was that my daddy survived lung cancer after having 2/3 of his lung cut out and going through chemo. I remember hearing the diagnosis. I remember knowing he needed to do chemo. I remember he had surgery. And living 3 hours away, I don't remember visiting him but once. I don't know if I did. I also earned my master's degree through that fog. Go me. My mental history is not why I wanted to talk to you today. I want to tell you about an awakening from a long, dark, difficult dream. On Friday, August 18th, 2023, I started to awake from that dream. Not sure when it started. It's been intensifying since 2020. Physically woke up at 7 a.m. I went through all my morning rituals. It was the seventh day of school for my children in the 23-24 school year. And sadly, the kids had already missed just about half of those days. None of us were adjusting well to this school year. The kids were constantly asking to stay home or get picked up early. My heart was in shreds. This morning, Cece was crying for the 5th out of 7 days that she did not want to go to school. I sat on the floor of our kitchen with her in my lap, and I rocked her. And I rubbed her back, and I told her, I understand. And I truly didn't want her to go either. This morning, something changed. I stood her up, and I told her, don't worry about it. You're not going to school. Not today, and not for the rest of the year. We are officially homeschooling. She looked at me for a minute. I think she was waiting for me to say gotcha or something. That's a mean joke, by the way. I would never do that. But I steadily looked into her eyes, and she smiled. She said, for real? We touched foreheads, and I said, for real. She jumped up and ran to see Emmy and tell her the news. They jumped and screamed and celebrated. It was that decision that broke whatever spell I was under. It was like a light had turned on, and all along I thought I was standing in the sun. I felt like my engine restarted. We had one absolute for the day, and that was a piano tuning. Luckily, we didn't have to go far for that. The girls and I began planning. Then all summer, I had wanted to refresh our Marie Kondo tidying. Matt and I hadn't done that since before Cece, I believe. Half the house was done Friday 18th. I awoke from the weight of my sister's cancer diagnosis, COVID, my mom's passing, and I'm not sure what else had been piled on. I've been told I put on a great mask. And I want to acknowledge that woman, my conditioning and my awakening. I want to tell you that I wasn't actually able to fill this Sunday. As of last Sunday, I wasn't sure what in the world I was going to do. But did I ask anyone for help? No. No, that was part of my depression, lying to me and telling me that I can't seem anything but perfect. That dream had me believing I should be able to do all of this on my own. And it held me firmly in place. Those deep, dark ones lie quite well. Since I have awakened, I will do my best to leave that mask in that dream. I will do my best not to overextend myself and to ask you all for help. I explained homeschool to the kids like this. You do what you can, then ask me. I will do what I can, then we'll ask an expert in the subject. That's my plan. I'll do what I can do, and then I'm going to ask you all. Now, if I get too quiet, please feel free to ask me what I'm up to. I've always got ideas going on. One last note about this. What I don't always understand is that things are put into place before we get there. I've been anguishing about filling August for months, and I never filled it. But I never filled it because that space was being held for me. It was being held for me to reintroduce myself to you. Good morning. I'm Kathy Avery, your Director of Religious Education and Sunday Morning Service Team Lead. I'm also Emmy and Cece's homeschool teacher. I'm going to need all the help I get.